Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
My name is Ricardo Dunmoody, it's my wife.
I'm Daphne, hey guys.
Grateful to be bringing you the message today. Because of Corona and isolation and everything, we are at home, as you figured. Mm-hmm. So you might hear our loving and adoring, but yet slightly annoying dog.
Yeah.
You might be barking in the background.
Sorry, y'all.
So we apologize up front about that, but he shouldn't be too bad. So let's jump right into it. We wanted to bring to you a little excerpt through Philippians. This is our final Sunday here in Atlanta and sharing it with you, everyone at home through the Path. But we're grateful for everything that the Path in Atlanta has instilled in us and everything that we've grown in and learned throughout these 10 to 13 years.
Yeah.
So with that, we wanted to open it up to Philippians chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And we wanted to start off with that because, simply put, we wouldn't be who we are today without you guys, without all the love and all of the lessons that you've instilled within us. I became a Christian almost 10 years ago. And if it wasn't for Ray Edwards, I may not be here today. I don't know what my life would look like. It'd be a mess. And for you?
Oh my gosh, God had put a lot of women in my life at the time, but Christina was definitely one of them. Thank you, Christina, you know. it was an interesting thing. Candace was also there. And God just really used these women to really help me. And Christina, oh my gosh, I do not know where I would be if I hadn't met you through that angry phone call.
Yeah, our lives have really changed from our character to how we think, our perception, our perspective on life. Mm-hmm. I know so much of how I think and how I see the world I owe to Mike. So thank you so much, and Angel, and the ways that you guys have trained us to love others and to help them to see who God is and to fall in love with him.
Yeah.
Mike always taught us, look, if you don't teach anyone anything, teach them Jesus and they'll get the rest.
Yeah.
So when I think about this scripture, it's so true for our lives. We really thank God for each of you, all who are at the Path, for loving us and being our partners in the gospel throughout this time.
Yeah.
And we know, just as it goes on, it says in verse 6, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. And I just can't wait until we can all celebrate in heaven together. It's gonna be fantastic. But it's not just our characters that were changed, but also our relationship with each other. I mean, we found each other.
At the Path.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
At David Brickler's baptism. That was the first time
we met. That's the first time we met, yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't checking for the young boy.
Gosh.
But, you know. I have an effect on her, and she eventually fell for your boy. But seriously, man, I mean, from the first moment we met, even to this day, we wouldn't have the relationship that we do now if it wasn't for the church, for the saints throughout Atlanta. And our marriage has grown. We have grown in our understanding of what it means to be a husband and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And even over the last 5 years, being able to build a ministry together in partnership with the Jacksons, and going from just me going into the School of Medicine and saying, you know what, I want to help intellectuals know God. And you have my back and say, all right, let's go for it.
Yeah.
And Mike and Angel saying, whatever you want to do, go for it. And we went in there not having any type of plan, but just let's love people and try to show them Jesus.
Yeah.
And at the end of that first year, you know, it was amazing to have Deji and Kristen and Franklin and Nick and Dom.
Yeah.
And then it just blew up from there until now. You know, I think we're like 30, 40 deep in Mosaic Ministry.
Come on, Mosaic Ministry.
And influencing really all of Atlanta. So it's really been amazing and a special opportunity to be a part of it. And we're grateful that God allowed us to be a part of, of what's happening.
Yeah, definitely.
So with that being said, due to it being our last Sunday, we wanted to leave you with a parting message. So that's where our sickness and in health segment of what we've been going through the past couple weeks, that's where we're going to pick up. So in Philippians chapter 1, we're going to start in verse 9. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Amen.
So the centerpiece of this scripture is love, and everything that comes after that is to build up that love. And I thought that Ed did a great job a couple of weeks ago on showing us what it means for us to go back to our first love as Christians.
Yeah.
So now to build on top of that, what the scripture is saying, and Paul to the church in Philippi, is let your knowledge and your discernment work together to supplement your love, to take it to the next level so that you can go deeper in your heart and in your mind, connecting it both in your relationship with God. And really, when you have a deeper knowledge and a discernment of a subject, it allows you to have an intimacy and trust with that thing. And all of it is founded upon having a deep, sincere adoration or devotion towards it. So in a marriage, the more that I know and understand my wife, then the more I can see the little things, appreciate the little things, I can understand her more. And my love for her deep down in my heart grows more and more the more I understand and discern. No matter how big or small the matter, the more discernment for how to best honor her, it really adds to that love. And it's the same thing with God. The more we understand who he is, his character and his nature, and the more we discern what pleases him and what breaks his heart, then the more we can have a pure place to fall in love with him, to see him for who he is, to know that he sees and has a desire to know us.
Yeah.
And our relationship with him grows, you know, 10, 20, even 100 fold. And with that being said, you have to go ahead and define, well, knowledge and discernment. So we're going to split off and we're going to look at knowledge. So knowledge is something that we all kind of use on a daily basis as far as vocabulary. We're breaking it down as an understanding, either practical or theoretical, that is gained through careful study. So what it looks like for us to know each other in marriage, it's paying attention to the big things and paying attention to the little things. And it can be both said and unsaid.
Yeah.
So being a good listener so that you can soak in everything that your partner is trying to communicate. And a part of listening is paying attention to the body language and all the things that she or he may not say. All of that goes into understanding your partner that much better. Spending time together, whether it's a date night that is protected time, at least weekly, that you guys can go out and talk, connect with, go to the movies, go to the park, do something adventurous, whatever it is. Or whether it's during the week, you get home from work, or you wake up on a Saturday morning, or, you know, whatever it might be, taking the time to spend whatever time you have with that person, it all adds to your understanding of how that person ticks, how they see the world, their perspective, and it adds to your discernment, which we'll talk about later. But all of that, you have to be intentional with.
Yeah.
And the last piece about it, as far as with our marriage, is trying to walk a mile in their shoes. That's a big part of understanding that I didn't really grab a hold of until a couple of years in. But looking at Daphne and seeing, well, from her perspective, what are some things that has shaped how she sees things? And is that influencing how she's reacting now and what she holds dear and what hurts her feelings now? So to see, you know, her as a Haitian woman who grew up in between Haiti and Jersey and New York and Atlanta, going to college, and the things that she's experienced all along the way, it helps me to understand her that much more and hold dear. So with those things being said, the paying attention and learning from what they're saying and not saying, the spending time together and walking each other's shoes, it's the same thing when it comes to our relationship with God. Yeah. No difference.
Yeah.
So with the whole, well, paying attention to what the other's saying, well, the major piece and where we get that is his word. To study and adore his word the same way you would study and adore someone that you're infatuated with or you just fell in love with. I mean, think about those beginning stages of falling in love.
Yeah.
You're paying attention to every little thing that the person is doing, saying, what they might be thinking. And it adds, that understanding adds to how you can kind of get into their vision, catch their eye so that they can see you in the same light that you see them.
Yeah.
The main point that I want to take away from the word is that it takes intention and attention to build biblical conviction.
Amen.
That's not something that just happens by happenstance. You have to be very intentional with what you're studying, being consistent in it, and going through it with all of your heart. And then you have to pay attention. It's not just, well, I'm going to read these broad studies and take away the main points. I mean, what are the subtleties? The subtleties that I may notice in Daphne, I need to notice, and I enjoy noticing in the Word of God as well.
Yeah.
It all teaches you about God's character. Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 are really good examples of this, when the psalmist is going through and explaining what aspects of God's word he really holds dear to his heart. Perspective and opinion. Now, those are based on knowledge, but they're not equivalent with knowledge. And why do I say that? Sometimes, especially in this YouTube, Google era, we can be so focused on getting other people's perspective on what the word says, that we don't take the same time and intention and attention to go to the source and see, well, what does the word of God say?
Yeah.
With that being said, spiritual books, spiritual articles, and even Bible app plans are fantastic supplements to your quiet time, but they were never meant to replace your quiet time. They're not meant for you to have a quiet time on those things and that's it. You have to go to the source first to understand a little bit more about the context that the authors are coming from and what God is trying to communicate. And then those perspectives and opinions can mean something a little bit more in context of what the Word of God already says. And I know you had an example about that.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm laughing because me and Ricardo actually had a disagreement about this a while ago, where...
Why not too long ago?
But basically, I was like, well, I think it's fine to have to read a book, and that will be my quiet time, and to do a devotional. But I really think it was the Spirit speaking through Ricardo to help me to understand. And the example that I think about is, let's say I'm trying to get to know Ricardo, and I'm going to Chase to find out more about Ricardo, because Chase is over here. Hi, Chase. to find more about Ricardo. And it's like, Chase might have some good information about Ricardo, and he might know a lot about Ricardo, and they might be encouraging things that he tells me about Ricardo. But I'm getting who Ricardo is from a different perspective. Like, Chase's lenses are going to be very different from what my lenses could be because of the experiences that he's gone through or the things that he values in a person or, you know, so forth. So for me, I want to know Ricardo for myself. I mean, I will, you know, I'm going to take, you know, some advice from Chase of who Ricardo is, but I also want to know the things about Ricardo that when looking through my lens and the things that I've been through and the things that I appreciate and value, I see Ricardo in a whole different light. So it's the same thing with God. And when I think about, you know, I've read a lot of amazing books and spiritual books, and they have helped me to take my faith to a whole new level.
Definitely.
But there's nothing like going to the actual Word of God and studying it out and letting the Spirit do some like digging in your heart.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with that. Like it's the God is using a lot of his people and all of us to supplement and to teach each other
exactly.
and admonish each other. And we can definitely do that. But the Word itself corrects, rebukes, trains in righteousness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we need that. Yeah, that was good.
So it's good to always stay close to the Word, and that's how we can pay attention to the big and the little things and God's character and what he's trying to communicate.
Yeah.
The second part is the spending time with that person, right? Well, we do, one of the ways we do this with God is through prayer.
Mm.
Spending time together in that way builds intimacy so that you can become sensitive to what the Spirit desires, what breaks the Spirit's heart, and what the Spirit rejoices over. And Daphne's been studying out prayer for the past couple months, right?
I have, yeah, I have, and it's been so good. And you know, I'm just gonna be real and honest with you guys, this move had me a bit anxious.
Yeah.
I was really anxious about, cause you know, I like to be in control and I like to know what is going on and have a plan for it. And with this move and this transition, it's my heart's been heavy because I'm gonna miss all of you guys. I'm gonna miss my family, and I don't really know the ins and outs and what to expect when we move. But going to God in prayer has brought me to a place with God where I feel so intimate with God that I trust what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I wasn't praying about it, that trust would be really hard for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think the more that I pray and the more that I, and in my prayer, I feel like almost like God reveals himself to me when I
definitely.
Pray. Like he, you know, it's almost like I hear him saying, trust me, you know, as I'm praying. And so I've been going on prayer walks a lot and having some prayer time with Ricardo too, but it's been amazing just to be able to get to know more of God and get closer to him because I'm crying out to him in prayer and making that a very consistent thing.
And it's not an accident, even in my own life, that the times I felt the closest to God, I was going through probably the most difficulty and really wrestling with trusting him. And I knew I needed to go to God to wrestle it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just pour out my heart to him. And I felt that I became very sensitive to what the Spirit loved, what he hated, what broke his heart, and what he desired. So it's a way for us to spend time with God one-on-one or even collectively.
Yeah.
And then the walking a mile in each other's shoes, I thought that was really interesting because what God does for us is that he loves us sacrificially. He loves us in a way in which he's not going to ever hold anything back from his love for us. So fighting to love as Christ love, an example of that and what Christ taught is John 13:34 for you to look at. But fighting to love as Christ love teaches us what God goes through when he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
Being patient and forgiving and the essence of love. This is what walking a mile in God's shoes and learning from him builds our a conviction and appreciation for who he is, deepening our intimacy with him. And I know you had an example of that for forgiveness, right?
Yeah, and I just want to add, the beautiful thing about Jesus is he never asks us to do something that he hasn't already done.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Jesus. And I feel like, you know, when somebody's really hurt me and I decide, okay, I am going to put the scriptures into practice. I am going to mimic God and his character in that way and forgive that person.
Yeah.
I grow in my appreciation of God and my knowledge of God and what it takes for him to forgive me. And the things that I've done, you know, is this more, you know what I mean? Like I can never hurt God the way, I'm sorry. People can never hurt me the way God has hurt, the way I have hurt God.
Yeah.
Sorry, my tongue was all tied there. But it just makes me realize, man, God, like, it's hard to forgive, and you do it every single second with me.
Yeah.
Whoa. So I'm just always, the more we put things into practice, the scriptures into practice, the more you get to see who God is and how deep his love goes and how, you know, wide his love is, how big it is, you know what I mean? Because it's always a big deal for me to practice forgiveness until you realize, oh snap, God does this, forgives me like all the time.
Yeah, it's humbling.
Yeah.
And it brings you to the place of, man, I know that I'm not worthy. So why am I getting upset with someone who is acting like they're not worthy? I mean, we're in the same position and we both need God's grace and love.
Yeah.
So through all of that, you understand how knowledge supplements love. The second aspect to this is discernment.
Mm-hmm.
So discernment is to judge between right and wrong. And it's being able to apply the knowledge that you have that we just talked about and how you treat that person.
Yeah.
That's an aspect of wisdom. So an example scripturally that I want us to look at is Hebrews 5, just verse 14. It says, solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. I love this scripture because I look at it and it makes me think of having a superpower refined by constant practice. It's something that God blesses you with. But in order for you to have any use in it, you have to practice it every single day.
Yeah.
And in marriage, it's recognizing and judging what builds your spouse up and what will tear that person down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, for me, I remember when I was first learning Daphne, this is even, I think before we were dating, while we were dating, I forgot. She mentioned how she loved the cello. And she loved listening to Yo-Yo Ma. And I had a friend who played the cello. So one of the dates, I surprised her by having that guy give her cello lessons.
Oh, so encouraging.
That was a way in which I took knowledge and I applied it. But also discerning between what can hurt her or discourage her as well.
Yeah.
One thing that we've been talking about lately is... she wants me to be as excited about the food that she cooks, which is the best food in the world, by the way. If you haven't had a Daph's meal, then you haven't lived. But, you know, when we go to other people's houses, you know, appreciating whoever cooked and what they were able to provide and encouraging them, you know, sometimes she looks at that and she's like, man, it seems that you really kind of verbally appreciated their cooking more than mine. And I'm like, oh man, that's not what I meant to do. I'm sorry. And that's where that discernment comes into play as well. I need to know how much she values cooking something that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And it should influence how I react in those situations. Well, it's the same thing with our Lord, with us recognizing the temptations and judging how best to fight them. So in judging how best to glorify God in each situation, an example of that is Jesus. When he was in the desert and the devil came, he was able to discern what was good and what was not, even while not eating or drinking for 40 days. Even when the devil spit scripture at him, he had that knowledge, but he had the discernment to know, hey, you're using that scripture incorrectly.
Mm, that's good.
So,
that's good.
And also, it's not only between good and evil, but what's good and what might be better. And 1 Corinthians 7, verse 38 is a good example of that. So all of these things, knowledge and discernment, they have to support love. Because without love, these attributes are insufficient and they're incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have love as your why for doing all of these things.
Yeah.
So after you go through love in this way, then you're able to approve what is excellent, to be pure and blameless, to be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
Yeah.
And here we go, to eagerly await the return of our Savior.
Yes.
To eagerly await him.
Yes.
To look forward to it and think about it every single day. So as we take communion, just think about how Jesus lived on this earth as an example for us, but he also gave everything he had to the Father as well. He prayed to God to save him through the things that he had to experience, all the temptations that we go through, he experienced as well.
Yeah.
He loved sacrificially. He prayed, he gave everything he had, yeah. and he knew his word because he was the word.
Mm.
He's our perfect example so that we can have a perfect relationship with God through him.
Amen.
So let's pray for communion.
Yeah.
Father, thank you so much for who you are and for loving us the way that you always have, God, for considering us worthy and to making us righteous through your spirit, Lord, through your forgiveness. Through your son's blood, Lord. We pray, God, and we think about the sacrifice of your son, how he gave up his body and spilled his blood so that we may be clean and right before you, Lord. We thank you for our brothers and sisters throughout this world, and we thank you for our brothers and sisters here at The Path, God. May you build us up with knowledge and discernment so that those things may supplement our love for you and give us all that we have to give everything to you. We love you, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
For everything. Thank you for tuning in this week. Tune in next week, same time, for a message. But we love you.
We love y'all so much. We're going to miss you guys so much. Although we're only a phone call away or Zoom meeting away.
Yes, this time has definitely taught us. But anytime, just call us and we can't wait to be back. So love you. And with that being said, Dunwoody out.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.